So leaders of NATO's member states have been meeting outside London. This is in a search for unity amid lots of divisions that's been playing out, especially over the last couple of days. They were hosted by the Queen, and this was at Buckingham Palace to mark the 70th anniversary of the alliance's founding. It was somewhat a show of harmony. Well, they tried very hard. This is after renewed airing of differences between the French and the American presidents. That spat started at a news conference with President Trump in his new role as defender of NATO, even though he was questioning NATO member states prior to this. Yeah, it makes for a very interesting discussion. And to talk to you about this, joining you live from Bonn is Isaac Mugabe, the editor for English for Africa at DW. Isaac, good morning.
Good morning, Kino. It gives me a pleasure to be back on the Cape Talk. Good morning, Cape Town.
Great. Now, Isaac, first things first, you know, after the first 2 days of this particular summit, it's certainly seen a lot of acrimony, including Trump again taking aim at Germany, even basically saying that he'll use, I couldn't believe him saying this, but he'll use trade if people don't pay. So what transpired over these 2 days, and what are the main issues that NATO leaders are discussing?
Well, you know, a lot was discussed, from defense spending to China's increasing influence globally. But there was also talk about concerning trade between the United States and its NATO allies. U.S. President Donald Trump, as usual, doesn't mince his words when it comes to trade matters. He said the trade deal with the EU was one of the most difficult deals for the U.S., but at the same time acknowledged that meetings have been set up and he believes something will be worked out for everyone. Away from trade, Trump, in his usual flamboyant way, continued to needle, or spike, if you will, Germany for not increasing its defense spending to 2% of the GDP, a goal for NATO members by the year 2020. But Chancellor Angela Merkel made it clear to Trump that Germany's defense spending will only rise in the early 2030s. But whatever friction that exists between Donald Trump and Chancellor Angela Merkel wasn't on display as they expressed optimism about trade talks between the US and the EU. Merkel says there's a good basis for resuming trade talks because a new team of EU leaders led by Ursula von der Leyen has taken office. But perhaps the highlights of the jabs was between Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron.
You know, I love Macron. I don't know if you saw, so you had Canada's Prime Minister sitting next to Trump, and he looked rather subservient, and Mr. President this and Mr. But Macron does not back down. He doesn't care who's sitting there. He will say what he feels, and I like that about him.
Exactly. Many believe that it was a clash of egos, and just rightly, like you said, Macron doesn't want to be bullied around by the US president. But you know, Trump never leaves a summit without controversy or hitting out at leaders or even making a gaffe. And when it comes to NATO, it is something else altogether. You do remember that even before he took office, the relationship between the US with NATO was a tumultuous one, to say the least. He once said, you know, it was obsolete and a relic of the Cold War. And, well, to answer your question about the jabs, Trump kicked off the summit by criticizing Macron for saying that NATO was brain dead. I mean, he called the French leader's remark nasty. You know, that's the language that Trump likes to use. Yeah. And he said he could imagine France leaving NATO. So, but later he softened his stance during a bilateral meeting with Trump, although the French leader said he stood by his comments and criticized allies in the alliance for having differing views on what constitutes terrorism. Now, Kino, before we go further, just listen to the two leaders.
Would you like some nice ISIS fighters?
No,
I can give them to you. You can take everyone you want.
Let's be serious.
It's a very tough statement to make when you have such difficulty in France. You look at what's happened with the yellow vests, or you look at what's going on during certain parts of their season. They've had a very rough year. And you just can't go around making statements like that about NATO. It's very disrespectful.
I knew that my statements created some reactions and shaked a little bit a lot of people. I do stand by.
Nobody needs NATO more than France. And frankly, the one that benefits really the least is the United States. We benefit the least. We're helping Europe.
It's impossible just to say we have to put money, we have to put soldiers, without to be clear on the fundamentals of what NATO should be. And this is not the case today.
Now, Kino, that wasn't so diplomatic by any standards, was it?
It wasn't. But Trump's left early, didn't he?
Of course, he left early. Perhaps, you know, he didn't want, you know, to be talked about like was the case at the Buckingham Palace dinner on Tuesday. I mean, that's why he lashed out Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and he called him two-faced after he was overheard appearing to gossip about Trump. That's about, if you watch the footage on social media platforms, you know, where even Trudeau has acknowledged that they talked about Trump. You know, they were not happy, first of all, that he used a photo op to hold a press conference or to answer questions from journalists for over 40 minutes. Can you believe that, Kino?
Yeah, Trump drinks his own medicine. Now, a quick one. Yeah, let's just. So I see NATO leaders want to establish a new position on China. What can you tell us on that one? Because you did mention that right at the beginning.
Yes, they raised concerns. I mean, for the first time, they're concerned about China's growing influence. And they made it clear in a joint declaration that they signed off. But again, they want to engage China. They think that the rise of China has, first of all, security implications. On one hand, we know that China now has the second largest defense budget in the world. And most recently, by the way, Kino, they displayed a lot of new modern capabilities, including long-range missiles able to reach all of Europe and the US. Secondly, apart from making technological strides, Beijing has invested heavily in European infrastructure and cyberspace. And you know that it has also expanded its presence in Africa and in the Arctic. So NATO allies are really worried about this growing influence. Mm. The easy way, I think, for NATO is to seek or create a new adversary, not to create a new adversary, rather, but analyze, understand, and then respond in a balanced way to the challenges that China poses. Otherwise, everyone knows that China is not a country that you can bully around or even try to meddle into its affairs easily. Yeah. And because of such concerns, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg wants NATO member states to avoid an arms race with China or Russia for that matter.
And I think we're going to leave it there. But I want to thank you very, very much, Isaac. Always great chatting to you on the show. Isaac Mugabe there, the editor for English for Africa at DW. And you should go and check out that video, man, of these heads of state having a fun time discussing Trump. And Trump left with his tail between his legs, and that was that. But Isaac, have a wonderful weekend, sir. That is Isaac Mugabe, editor, English for Africa at Deutsche Welle.